realize this might sound mean, but why you? And why me? Mind opening up with why we ended up together? So it's because I'm cautious, huh? Can't tell if that worked for or against me. But what I am sure of is you've been getting on every last nerve. No, not complaining. It's just, the more I look at you, the more I've realized how little we have in common. How there's barely anything. And yet, we seem so happy. Are we? Is that what you think? Do you honestly believe your words? Actually, don't answer any of that. It's more important right now that we get the hell out of here. I'm sick of this scenery. Come along, as I know you will. Does your obsession with me have to do with my looks? Or perhaps you're just clinging to things? Careful. If you're gonna hold my hand, at least wash it first. I know you did 10 minutes ago. Fine. You're such a pain in the ass. Guess it takes one to know one. So why? You never explain what you're attracted to. What about me? Aren't I just a mean, cautious asshole? That's what some people seem to think. You might be hopelessly positive. It's almost unbelievable that someone could be as delusional as you. Though I guess people would call it positivity. We're all living with so many problems. Yet you seem to see the good in people. I should be thankful for that, shouldn't I? I guess in some ways, you're not the most insufferable. But beyond that, I have something to say to you today. This. Do you see this list here? This is what I got for us last night. And today, we're going to have one of those dates. Oh, did my actual feelings come out? Sorry. Yet you're smiling. You really are delusional. Not that I mind it, I guess. Better that than two people complaining about the world endlessly, right? I'm not so much complaining, if you really think about it. I'm just a realist. At the end of the day, the world isn't all that. But, in some ways, at least, your disillusioned state almost fools me into thinking it is. Interesting. That's one thing that suits you almost all the time. Not a dull moment. With your insistence as much as your insufferableness. I think that's a word. Whatever if it's not. Now, for the date, right? These things are to make sure everything is prepared for. I'm going to cook you a meal. Don't look so surprised, or I won't cook you the meal. Hey, what's that look for? Planning something? You know I'm not going to put poison in it. I wouldn't bother. If I was gonna do something crazy, I think I'd just do it up front. You know, more direct about it. You see, it's not really in my personality to be sneaky. Not after all the things I've been through. But I guess you're the same, just with a different perspective. We're like different flavors of the same candy. It's almost romantic, but not quite. Oh, about that. What we're having is a salad. It's the cleanest meal you can have, provided you're good about it. Of course, I'm doing a spin on it. Something like this. Don't look too surprised. It's nothing that special. My family, one of them, is a fisherman. And that is where I got the fish. You're looking at me with eyes that are saying, "Wow, I can't believe he would do this. Prepare a fish in front of me?" Well, as gross as it may be, it's the best side dish I could think of. Some roasted fish and something else. This right here, it's gonna be wasabi coated. What? It gives that clean mouth feeling. Won't you try it? You know, you fall for it. Do you think I'd actually coat it in wasabi? We'd be crying, tears in our eyes, not enjoying a moment. And even I don't have the tactlessness to ruin a good date. Especially considering I still haven't figured out these feelings I have for you. It's almost impossible. I thought I wasn't into people. I thought I didn't have things like attraction. And then I met you. Then it hit me. It hit me in the strangest way. I'm almost frustrated that you proved me wrong. How does it feel? Are you gloating behind that big smile? Or is it just happiness that you got the man of your dreams? Congratulations, good job. Now what happens next? Well, I guess I continue my career and we continue our date. Do you even have an idea about who you're dating? You know, you're pretty special in that way. You've never once considered me pessimistic. Always wearing that smile. You're just blissfully ignorant. Always and forever. I feel like you'd make a good book protagonist, but in a frustrating way. You'd always be smiling, even when the world burns. And at that point, I just have to wonder, who's the one who's not sane? The germaphobe with a negativity complex? Or the hopelessly happy? Well, at least on the surface. Positive soul who always looks at the bright side. You're hiding something, aren't you? Well, suit yourself. Do you like watching me while I cook fish? Because you're looking over me like that. You can just... careful. Make sure you're not too close to the pan. As much as I complain, I don't want you getting hurt. Okay? And I can't believe I'm saying this, but even if it's a simple date, even if it's something basic, maybe you'll see me as potentially less negative. I don't want you thinking my preparation and cautiousness means that I don't care about your feelings. No. It's quite the opposite. I care so much that I'm not sure what to say. And at that point, well, never mind. No, it's nothing. Believe it or not, I'm not really hiding anything from you. It was just a thought. Invasive and annoying. Bet you're wondering how I ended up like this. Or you probably know the answer. Nothing too special. Nothing I want to talk about. But if you know the answer, I'll let you have it. How about that? A fair compromise. You know, last week, when I was visiting my folks, it felt kind of empty, if I'm honest. For all my accomplishments, it feels like they don't really care. After managing to be the top of a country, that's something I cared about. Isn't it funny? You can do everything and think that your whole purpose is just to please them, when in the end, what do they really matter? Their opinions, they can have value, but if they're not gonna even look at you, what's the point? I appreciate the hug. I'm not sad. Just disappointed. Just the world going about in its nasty little ways. You know what? I'm thankful for it. How you are, I guess. I might not be a romantic, and I probably never will be, but I at least know a good thing when I see it, when I feel something. That must be the solving answer to the mystery. Why I fell for you. Why your persistence finally broke through, and I saw you for more than an annoyance. God, feels like it happened so quick, too. Never would have expected something as complicated, as messy as love, to be so easy, yet so hard at the same time. Having another human be right next to me. Both of us, unfortunately, lost in this sense of nothingness. But you fill that nothingness with a purpose. I like that, for what it's worth. You're still a pain in the ass, though, so don't be getting cocky. Stop. If you look like that, I'll almost feel like I should compliment you. You look, well, attractive. Dare I say cute? Did you prepare that outfit before coming here today? How fitting. I'm almost shocked that you did. I wouldn't have expected you to be the type to think ahead. Impressive enough. I'll apologize for last time. For one thing and one thing only. Referring to you as a germ. It was harsh. And while I don't have any qualms about hurting your feelings, there's a limit. I'm not some kind of bastard who can't swallow my pride. And what pride I have may come out in all the wrong ways. But at least, it comes out. I don't bottle it up. Just like you and your hopeless positivity makes me nervous. Do you want to know why? It's simple, really. The more you're happy like that, the more I worry you're forcing it. You'd at least say so, wouldn't you? Good enough. Not that I mind, but you should probably at least consider it. what I've been saying. Just don't push yourself too far. And for that matter, how do you not find me boring? Just what is wrong with you? Is it medical? Psychological? Where does it fall under? If I could, I'd like very much to pick at your brain, dissect everything, and figure out why you're the way that you are. Huh. So the feeling's mutual. Yet again, we relate on the most bizarre things. But in so many ways, you're my opposite, that it almost feels surreal. Like fate just decided. We were supposed to be just like this, always meant to come together for no purpose other than to be, to exist, and all that. But for what? Why? You know what the most frustrating part is? When I really think about it, you do give me a little hope. I don't fear the things I normally do as much, and that both scares and intrigues me. You're a fact. Don't know what to call it, but I know what it feels like. I suppose I'm addicted to it. As shamelessly as I am, the stupid things that come out of your mouth. Oh, give it a break. The meal's made, by the way. Here. It's not much, but I know all the ingredients are fresh and clean. Hopefully the flavoring isn't too bad either. I have a bit of a hobby of cooking. Not for any reason other than I enjoy having control over what I put in my body. It just feels less messy. See, that's just it. You've taken away that control I have of everything I do, that meticulous routine, thrown in the trash. And all because I enjoy your company. I enjoy the many things that you say, the many biases you break, making me feel almost normal. But then again, I just keep going. Really? What have you done to me? It's funny, but I don't mind it. Not that much at all. You know what you've done to me? It can't really be put into words. And for what it's worth, you're a delicious meal, too. As impossible as the pairing of you and I is, it's what I cherish. Priorities are strange, aren't they? So empty, yet they mean everything to us. Illogical, without any thought, and all the feelings. Look at me, getting philosophical, and it's dinner time. I hope it's good for you. This is supposed to be a date, after all. And for what it's worth, I don't want you to regret all this. Regrets aren't funny at all. They're just sad, empty little things. I've only had one regret since I've met you. And it's how fast things went. I felt responsible for it. I felt everything I did reflected my mean side, and while I won't apologize for it, because it's what you're going to get either way, maybe I was too harsh. Or maybe you're into that. And if you are, then maybe our date doesn't have to be as complicated as it seems to be. Maybe our date is as simple as looking into each other's eyes and feeling something. It's ironic. I thought I couldn't feel anything. And then you made me feel it all at once. Don't you have a responsibility? You know how lovers always end up. You have my back and I have yours. To think I was calling you a germ. Well, it is what it is. What's said and done is all in the past. What's important and interesting to me is right now. Did you enjoy your first bite? Oh, fuck it. Did you enjoy it now? Shut up. I couldn't think of anything else to do. I'm awkward when I talk. Even more so with you. Everything rides on the actions, not the words anyways. What did I say? Shut up. Was the bite good? I think so too. Almost unrealistically good. So good, in fact, I want seconds. Nice coolness to them. When you touch me, I feel so free. In the best and also the worst way. Filthy. And yet delicious. Isn't it some kind of a trope that people always say this place in particular is dirty? And yet, It looks more appetizing than the meal I painstakingly washed and prepared. Stay still and shut up. Didn't like the commanding, huh? Is this your rebellion? Pinning me down instead? I can't say I'm surprised. Someone as spontaneous as you wouldn't hesitate now, would you? I can't breathe if you do that. Are you satisfied making me out to be something merely to use? No, you're not that cruel, are you? More like your love and the way you convey it. You won't be satisfied if we go at my pacing. Is that it? This table's a mess. You've got food on your back, and now so do I. Damn. I can't help but ignore it. Ever so slightly. Perhaps because you're too distracting. Perhaps it's because I've lost my mind. At this rate, the table's gonna break. Careful. Not so rough. You need to be more gentle with your makeout sessions. Maybe you don't. It all seems impossible. And here we are. In need of a major shower to clean up. It's almost disappointing. Almost. I couldn't let it stay disappointing, so. Let's have that date in the shower then, shall we? Can't believe I said that. But I guess that's it. You're coming with me now. No buts. We're going. See, was that so hard? Then here we are in the shower. You and I. Still a mess. I haven't cleaned you properly, have I? That mess you made, sitting that place between your thighs on my face. Grab grabbing my hair like that, shoving me into that place. You're positively filthy. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Fine. You win for now. This is what you wanted, right? To look down at me on my knees in the shower. Hopelessly hard again. Lapping at you like this. Worshipping you like I'm your underling. Fine. Have your wish. But don't think I'll refrain from calling you what you are. A filthy, perverted... Finally letting me breathe. How kind of you are, Your Majesty. What you wanted, huh? To see me like this, with your cum all over my face, a mess, completely. You're just satisfied, just like that. Sensitive right now, and you can't just go straight from the shower right into sliding down my shaft. It feels so tight inside you. I would complain, but what's the point? You've already made it so clear. You're not moving. Got cold feet. Dumping me in the shower like this. Uh, So, make me like pre-ready. The sound of our skin meeting at the base of my cock. Your thighs, they feel so good. And your hole too. What are we doing? You're gonna... straddling me here against the wall. You're doing this backwards. I'm supposed to be the one pounding against you. But the fact you're doing is making my legs weak. You're insufferable for sure. Impossible even. How are you? Even faster like this. I didn't even know you could fuck this way. I'm going to come if you keep doing that. My legs barely holding. That's fuck. Fuck. Coming. I'm coming. Coming just like you wanted. Just like this is what you asked for, wasn't it? You've done it. Look at how much you're milking out of me. And to think you did all that while holding a leg cover on. You're supposed to have thoughtful ideas in the shower, but this is pushing it. My cum still pouring into you. Fuck. You are so fucking perverted. You'd have to be to still be wrapped around my cock, milking me for every last drop. You can't get any more, even if you still me. What's your intention now? The day was completely a mess, but the sex sure had. I don't know why. I couldn't think of anything to say to you. I think I just felt somehow like anything I would say wouldn't really be what I felt. So I just said some random things that didn't really have enough meaning put into them. And for that, I'll apologize. I'll apologize with a kiss. And a thank you. And for the mess that I am. But I won't apologize for calling you what you are. Perverted. Annoying at times and completely, inadvertently, and utterly too positive. Delusional even. But even then, I have to give it to you. You made my heart race. And I don't even feel that grossed out right now. Despite the myriad of germs all over. The shower helps with it. Almost a way to cope and understand. Perhaps you'd like to call this character development. Right. Well, fine then. Have it your way. Let's stay in here a little longer. Shall I bother you with my insatiable negativity while you shoot it down with your insatiable positivity? Right. Sounds like a fine date to me.